Josh, you said before we started that you wanted hype for ground control. So let us start there. What is it, and why are you this fired up about it?
Ground Control is the app I wanted in my own maintenance operation. I am a golf course superintendent, so every day I am juggling people, equipment, spray applications, irrigation problems, invoices, weather, budgets, notes, and 100 small decisions that all matter. Ground Control puts all of that into one place. It gives me a real command center for the golf course, and I love it. My assistant loves it. At this point, I don't think he would want to do the job without it.
What changed first when you started using it day to day?
The biggest thing is that it tracks what actually happens, not what we planned in the morning and then forgot to update. What really happened. The job board can change as the day changes. We can add notes, adjust tasks, and keep a perfect history. If a crew member moves from one job to another, if a spray application happens, if a repair gets made, if a task gets pushed, that history stays there. And the longer you use it, the more valuable that history becomes.
So it is not just a daily checklist.
It becomes the memory of the operation.
Exactly. That is a good way to say it. It becomes the memory. And that memory helps you make better decisions. The job suggester shows how many days it has been since different activities or jobs were done. That helps you make spot decisions faster. It helps you see what may be falling through the cracks. A small crew still has big expectations on it. The budget can change, the staff size can change, but the golf course still has to be ready. Ground Control helps you know what you have done, what everybody has done, and what it took to get there.
That sounds especially useful when someone asks why something costs what it costs, or why a crew needs more help.
That is one of the most powerful parts. You can show people the work. You can show the resources you had and what you did with them. If somebody thinks there was a better way to fit the pieces together, you can actually show them the pieces. Here are the jobs. Here is the labor. Here is the equipment. Here is the timing. Here is where everything went. It becomes a tool to justify, a tool to track. And honestly, a tool to get people more excited about maintenance, because they can finally see the scale of it.
You are making invisible labor visible.
Yes, that is a huge part of it. Golf course maintenance has so many moving parts that people never see. When somebody comes into my office and I show them the data I have and the way I can track every little thing that happens, it changes the conversation. Nobody realizes how much has to go through a superintendent's mind every day. Ground Control puts that on one easy hub. It lets you launch the modules you need and actually understand the operation, instead of just feeling it in your head all day.
Walk me through those modules. If a superintendent logs in, what are they seeing?
There is the job board, which could be a whole program by itself. There is task tracking. There is turf care for spray applications and spread applications. There is inventory. There is invoice tracking. So you know how much you have spent in each budget category, and you have every invoice right there. There is irrigation repair tracking. There is equipment and mechanic work. There is an employee lounge. There is a weather center. The idea is that each part of the operation has a place to live, but the parts still talk to each other.
The irrigation piece sounds very specific to golf course life. What makes that part different?
It can work even if a course has almost no existing technology. If you have an old as-built map from 30 years ago, we can scan that in and put the points for sprinkler heads, valves, and satellite controllers right over it. Then you click where things go, describe what those points are, and the database builds as you use it. Now you are tracking where problems are, where they were, what got repaired, and what patterns are showing up. It gives you a handle on something that can otherwise live in notebooks, memory, or guesswork.
A lot of software says it is easy to use. What does easy mean for Ground Control?
To me, easy means you do not need a big technical background. If you can go to a website, log in with a username and password, and click your way around, you can use this. We can help with setup, but once it is running, the superintendent and the team should feel like the app is helping them, not making them serve the app. Click the tasks, click the spray application, click the equipment, open the invoice, look at the report. It has to feel natural, because golf course maintenance already asks enough of people.
You have also talked about Ground Control helping your assistant see the bigger picture. How has it changed his morning?
The first thing he does is pull up the job board. If it was not entered the night before, or even if it was, we look at it and make last-minute adjustments before it goes live in the crew room. Once that board is live, the crew starts moving, It is like the starting gate opening. Because the jobs are available, and the job suggester is there, and the most common jobs are there from the historical database, it becomes a thinking guide. It helps him decide what needs to happen next, instead of just waiting for me to tell him.
So the software is not replacing judgment. It is training and supporting judgment.
That is exactly it. He can see crew management, spray decisions, inventory, invoices, mechanic repairs, and how they connect. Before, a lot of that lived in my mind at the same time. I understood how the pieces work together, but they were not always visible to somebody else. Now they are on the screen. That helps him catch the big picture faster.
There is also an AI story here. But you are not describing AI as a gimmick. How is it actually used?
AI is the reason ground control exists, because it helped me build it. I always had this regret that I did not finish the computer science path and learn to build applications the traditional way. For years, I thought about what I would build if I could. What would be convenient for a superintendent? What would I want to use in this exact situation? Now AI has given me a way to co-develop those ideas into a real product.
And inside the product itself?
Inside the product, AI helps with clerical work and data interpretation. It can analyze invoices and scrape useful data. It helps support the product and inventory database in spray management by drawing from labels and recommendations. It helps generate weekly, monthly, and yearly reports from the databases ground control uses. It is not making the superintendent's decisions. It is helping with the work that wastes time, organizing information, finding data, and translating it into language people can use.
That distinction matters. The superintendent stays in charge while the tedious work gets lighter.
Right. AI can be used for plenty of things that do not matter. But in an operation like this, it can be a game changer. If it saves time on clerical work, if it helps you build a better report, if it helps you understand what is in your own data, then that is real value.
You have been building this while also running a course. What has that development cycle been like?
Fast. Exciting. I work on it in the evenings after work and then heavily on weekends. Then I take it back to the course and use it immediately. It is being developed while we are using it to track real work. I have backups, of course, but it is live. We use it all day. My assistant uses it. The crew touches the results of it. If we see something that should be better, I can go home that night, change it, and bring it back the next day.
That makes ground control unusually field-tested.
It does. This is not something imagined in a room away from the work. It is being shaped by the actual work. Every module is getting pressure from real use. The mechanic module is about to get a deeper dive because I want the mechanic more involved. The job board got better because we used it. The spray tracking got better because we used it. The feedback loop is short, and that is why it has grown so quickly.
Who is ground control for? Is it mainly for larger operations with big crews and big budgets?
No, that is important. Ground control can work if you have 4 people and 10 pieces of equipment. It can work if you have minimal spray applications. It can also work for a high-dollar operation with a huge crew, or even a multi-core setup. It can go low, and it can go high. The scale changes, but the need to understand the work does not change.
Where are you in terms of showing it to other people?
I am close, but not quite there. I have let one person take a peek at it, and I want to go deeper with that person and talk through it. We are too far into the season to debut it for people to fully use right now, but I think fall might make more sense. I do not want to rush it just to rush it.
That patience feels important, especially when the product is born from real operational pressure.
It is. I am excited, but I want it secure. I want the system strong. I want more of my crew under the umbrella first, and maybe upper management looking at it once we are ready. The point is not just to show something flashy. The point is to give superintendents something they can actually use.
Let us end with the dream. What is the dream feature 6 months from now?
Right now, the whole thing feels like the dream feature. I have had this huge dump of ideas coming out of my brain over the last few weeks, and every time we use it, it feels a little unreal that it exists. In 3 months, the dream is probably not one feature. The dream is getting it out there, watching people react to it, hearing feedback, and tuning it based on what real users need.
And after that?
After that, the futuristic ideas start to open up. Exact GPS location, geo-tracking, robotic management, things like that. Nothing I am promising soon, but those are the branches I can imagine ground control growing into.
Josh, the through line I hear is simple. Ground control gives superintendents a way to see the whole operation, prove the work, train the team, and carry the memory of the golf course forward.
That is it. It is a tool to help you run the day, but it is also a tool to understand the day. And when you understand the day, you can explain it, improve it, and build a better operation tomorrow.
That is a strong place to leave it. Ground control is not just tracking maintenance. It is giving golf course maintenance a voice.